You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of the Tough Things First podcast. Hi, Ray. Good to be back.
Thanks, Rob. Good to be with you today.
Well, we've heard on this podcast you talking about growing up early because you lost your father at a young age. And you know, we've talked at length about the work you've done on the ranch. You even once told a story about how you at age four, your mother sent you on a task to go to the store and get eggs and milk and whatnot. Age four. Let's talk about some of the advice that you've received. Any recollections stand out to you for the advice you most valued when you were growing up?
As you pointed out, I lost my dad when I was 26. I had already graduated and got married. He left 9 children at home at the time when he passed away. And I had to pick up the slack there, helping my mother with the children, even though they lived, not around me close-wise. I had to help financially to some degree, mm-hmm. And then mentoring my siblings. So I became actually their surrogate father. But some of the advice that I can remember that really panned out was my neighbor, who was a very well educated civil engineer and very successful, told me to go into engineering, and so I took that advice, and that proved to be a very, very sound decision, was going and studying engineering. The second one was when I was working at a company called Electromask in Woodland Hills, California. I was having, a pretty good time, made some good money as a sales manager for the company. From one reason or another, I didn't seem to fit in. My goals and aspirations didn't match what the company wanted, and my boss, who was a very fatherly individual, 20 years older than I was at the time, took me to lunch one time. He was the CEO of the company. And he said, Ray, you really should not work for a company. You should work for yourself. You don't really fit in in the corporate environment. And so I don't suggest you go look for another job. I go suggest you create another job. And so I took that advice. And from that was in 1976, took his advice, left the company and started my own company. And from 1976 to this very day, I've always written my own paycheck, as you would. So that was very sound advice. And of course, another piece of sound advice was when my father was alive, and I introduced him to my fiance, my current wife. Mm-hmm. He took me off in a corner and he says, "If you don't marry her, I will." So, so of course he was saying that to make a point,
Yeah. Right.
Not that he would be a polygamist or something like that, but he just said, "If you don't marry her, I will." And so that's been a very, very sound decision that I made, was to marry my wife, Delana. And that's worked out wonderful. 57 years, with four children, 22 grandchildren, and currently 7 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, soon to be 9 great-grandchildren. So, that turned out to be very sound advice. So, there are things that are good advice and there are things that are not good advice. What you want to do is, if you want to get sound advice, is listen to an older person. Don't take advice from your peers. Your peers are just as screwed up as you are. So, don't take advice from your elders, as they say. They know. They've been there. They've done that. So that's my suggestion.
I've heard many people, I'm not a parent, just wasn't in the cards for me, but the people, I've heard parents say to their teens, "Hey, don't listen to your friends. They don't have your best interests at heart. They seriously do not think that if they're advising you to do something, for example, try this drug or drink this, you know, alcohol or what have you. I mean, we have these experiences when we're teenagers and when we're growing up, and parents are cautioning their kids all the time. Don't listen to your friends. They don't necessarily have your best interest in mind when they're giving you advice.
That's my point. My point is don't take advice from a contemporary, somebody who's at the same level, the same background and education, time, experience, and so forth. Seek out, you know, mentors, people who have been there, done that, that are older folks, as you would, experienced people. I'd like to say, as a minimum, 10 years older than you, maybe 20.
Generationally, get that
exactly.
Generational gap up there.
One generation, exactly. Minimum of 10 years, preferably 20 years or more.
Well, obviously, that's great advice, and you have a lot of ears listening to this podcast right now. Any other words of wisdom in terms of advice? I mean, what would you say to imagine a listener out there right now, just sort of, we've had a podcast before on Crossroads, but just thinking about where to go, what to do in life.
Okay.
What piece of advice would you want to pass on to somebody like that?
Okay, so I think education is important. So I think you need at least a bachelor's degree is really a minimum. Not for everyone, but I think for the general population, getting a bachelor's degree is important. Whether you get a master's or a doctorate depends upon what you're going to do. If you're going to be a doctor, a medical doctor, then of course you're going to have to get a doctorate. If you're going to want to teach school, then of course you're going to have to get a doctorate. But I wouldn't get more education just for the sake of saying, well, I got a PhD behind my name. It's got to pay off. In other words, you're going to spend, you know, an additional 4 to 10 years getting that advanced education, either master's or doctorate. And so be very careful about that is going to provide a living for you. For most of us are on this earth to earn a living for our family. That's why we're here. And so make sure that what money you do spend to advance yourself, both educationally and experience-wise, is going to pay off down the road. Don't take jobs that are not going to lead you where you want to go. Don't get an education that's not going to lead you where you want to go. And make sure that it's an education you can afford. So that's that to me is the most sound advice. And whatever you do, marry someone who's going to lift you up, not tear you down. So you want somebody who's going to help advance you. My wife is my greatest supporter. You know, she's not there where I have to, you know, wait for her to push me up the ladder. She's up there already leading me up the ladder. She's pulling me up the ladder. You know, whatever you do, find someone who's going to help move you forward.
Well, thanks a lot for the advice, Ray. I know I'll take it to heart. I don't have the time to go get a bachelor's degree, but I certainly will. I mean, I married a woman too that I think is the type to lead the way, so I have to underscore what you're saying. It's excellent advice.
Thank you.
So you can reach out to Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com, where you'll find more podcasts. See, there are blogs, links, information about the book, Tough Things First. Check out Ray's new book, The Zen of Zen. And please go to your favorite podcast source, probably the one you're listening to right now, and give your rating to help us spread the word about the Tough Things First podcast. I look forward to the next time, Ray. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. Thank you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.